Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is May the 25th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Job, chapters 4 to 6. Right words spoken in time are powerful. We read in Job chapter 6 verses 24 to 26 like this, the words of Job. Teach me and I will hold my tongue. Cause me to understand wherein I have erred. How forceful are the right words? But what does your arguing prove? Do you intend to rebuke my words and the speeches of a desperate one which are as wind? Job directs himself to his friends as he reproaches them for not being more understanding to his current situation. Even though Job does not make any reference to the theological issues raised by Eliphaz, he responds more to his tone than the content of his argument. Job had thought that he could at least count on his friends for pity, kindness, and understanding, but not condemnation. So Job responds to what he perceives to be a judgmental attitude of his friends, not the actual words spoken to him. Job pleads with his friends to be more sensitive and understanding rather than be argumentative. He maintains his integrity in spite of the implications that Eliphaz, he maintains his integrity in spite of the implications from Eliphaz that he was a secret sinner and has lived a sinful life. Job admits that his words were rash and he explains why. His grief was a burden that his friends did not feel or try to help him carry. God was shooting poisoned arrows at Job and his friends were not applying medicine to his painful wounds. Let us understand that right words spoken in time are very powerful. We should be slow to speak and we should control our tongues when we speak. We should be aware that a word spoken in due season is very effective. So whenever we speak in any situation, we should speak as the oracles of God. The mouth of a righteous is a well of life. And that is what we read in Proverbs chapter 10 verse 11. And love covers all sins. Never forget that wisdom is found on the lips of him who has understanding. Proverbs chapter 10 verse 13. Hurting people need encouragement, not argument. Let us ask God to make our words like healing medicine and refreshing water. Let us start the day praying for wisdom to say the right things at the right times. One day, God will change our burdens into glory, but until then, we must bear one another's burdens and relieve one another's wounds through our words. Let us remember what Apostle Paul has written in Colossians chapter 4 verse 6, that we read like this. Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each one.